especially of the Babaji's of Radhakund, never compromise. Like my Gurudev and Prabhupada. But now so many are going there and taking Babaji base or from ISKCON also. So many. And what becomes? They become also like this bogus Babaji. So we should try to be like him and follow his process, line and instruction. He used to tell that if there is a blind person and a lame person, they can go anywhere they like. Like there is a blind person, he will take on his shoulder a lame person, and lame person has eyes, and he will tell, you should go by this. And then blind person will go and he will direct. So England, all the Western are blind, and India is lame. What is the meaning? They have no wealth to preach all this mission in the whole world. But America has, and all Western countries are very wealthy. But they have no eyes. And India has eyes, but no legs. Lame. So if both be combined and compromised, and then they can preach this mission to whole world. He used to tell that Bombay is my office. Mayapur is my Sadhan Bhumi. Sadhan Bhumi means place of Sadhan Bhajan. And my home is where? And that is why in the end he came in Vrindavan. And he took Samadhi in his home in Golok Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. I don't know why he was so much pleased to me that he always used to love me so much, and I have so much occasions that I have served him fully, and that is why he was very much accepted to me, and he gave, it was my fortune that he gave me so much orders to serve him. He told his last service, what service? Put me in Samadhi by your own hand. There were so many God brothers of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, of various scholar and very high class of. And there were about more than 100 GBC and all others, very qualified. I was not qualified. I was third class fail person. Never went to university, never anything. But he only third class fail, you know?
Yeah.
Class 3 fail. But he had so much faith on me, and he ordered me and requested me that you should by your own hand keep it in my Samadhi. And I followed his instructions. He also told me that you should try to help my devotees. I brought them, but I could not train them so much. Then I told all. I called Samal Krishna Brahmananda Bharti and so many Bhagavan, Chittanananda, also all. I told that don't quarrel after his departure. You should not think that he is going to die and he will die. A guru like him never dies. Always in this eternal they are. So if you want to serve him, you should try to preach his mission over the whole world. What he wanted. So this, don't quarrel with for position, for name fame, for wealth, for disciples. I know that after a high class of acharyas, or some quarrel, some problems come. But I think that if you are a qualified person, you should not quarrel for all this. Try to give respect to all the disciples of Swami, whether they are senior or junior. You should be very liberal to all. And then you can protect his mission, otherwise you can destroy his whole mission. I know that you have learned something, how to make money. I know. He has sent you all. How very easily, in a moment, you can make so much money. But I think that you will have to learn more what are the intrinsic moves. Why he descended from that world here? What was his mission? You should try to understand. I think his mission was same as Mahaprabhu. But anatishkarini shiras, this mission. And he did it through Sankirtan. So he also did it, you know, Kirtan. But really not Kirtan from heart, pure name. If pure name is there, a man is totally changed. Love and affection for all, even for creepers, for trees and everything comes. There will be no quarrel. And then you will be Trina Adapi Sunimkena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Mahadena. Then I will think that, oh, now you have known his internship more than his work. Fine. But if they are, even there is time, if they will honor all devotees, I think that all will return. But if they are not giving honor or respect to the devotees, oh, anyone cannot join them. Even a dog knows, oh, if he will call, oh, two, 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 he will come like this. So, all can understand, if you have bhakti in your heart, honor for all devotees. As Rupa Goswami has told, jasya Krishna, Krishna ti jasya giring tang mana sadriyeta, dikshasti keta pranata bhishya, like this. We should try to honor all. And then they will be trained. Then anyone will not fall. Otherwise, falling, all are going to fall. If anyone has a strong personality like him, serving Gurudev and preaching like that, then all will be very high class of devotees. Someone tells that Jadurani, Vrindavan Vilasini, oh, they have left their Gurudev. They are bogus persons. But I think, oh, they are more qualified than any of them. They can preach, they are preaching, glorifying their Gurudev more than anyone. They cannot fall down. I know. They are in line. But they are not realizing. Anyhow, this day, he took renounce order from here and he preached whole world in couple of years that we cannot see anywhere else. He was one of the arms of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they liked it. They have predicted for that very soon Prachar Haive Sarvatramon. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, oh, I think new coming year, couple of years, 4,000 of Western devotees keeping their Sikha and Tulsi Mala chanting Hare Krishna. They will join Indian devotees and both will dance and sing together. Gaur Praman. And that we are seeing everywhere. Gaur Pramanande. Now we should.
I have a question.
What question?
You said that you, like our Prabhupada, give concessions sometimes to the Westerners.
those who are senior and with me, I think that they are devotees here, Vrindavan Vasini. So no concession for you. But for newcomers, to give them some inspiration, I give some concession. Not to you, Vrindavan Vilasini and all others. Nothing. Those who are chanting, remembering, this is the thing. So we should try to chant and remember in the line, and all other things will come automatically. So Mahamantra Hare Krishna is prominent. Radha and Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And rest will come. And if we are Sadachari, with Sadachar, we are chanting, remembering, very soon we will achieve the goal. He is giving blessing, showering his blessing to all who are coming. Anyhow he will. Those who left Eskom, now he is very happy that again they are joining this moment. What is the meaning of Eskom? Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Matis Jadi Kutopi Labdate Sattva Lollamapa Moolyame Kalam Koti Janma Sukhate Nanta. Oh, if anyone is following this principle, then he is a Eskom member. Otherwise not. Then what is he is member of? What? Not Eskom. It's gone. Gone. No. So we should try to know his mood. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kuto Vijadi Labdhyate. Such a lord who has grief to serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal. Then he is his own member. Otherwise, no. If anyone is falling down, he was not, never his own and he never fall down. So any Eskom devotee cannot fall down, I know. Gaur Pramad. Now you are Dharsha. Jnanam Jana Shalakaya. Chakshuru Nilitam Jena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Vipasin Bhagyayavata. Patitanam Pavanebhu. Vaishnavibhyo. Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratthike Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadagaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya. So, today is the Sannyas Day, renounced day of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. This day he took sannyas here. And then he preached our whole world, especially beginning from New York, New Jersey, New York, and from there Los Angeles, and from there everywhere he established so many preaching centers. The important thing that he wrote so many books, he translated very authoritative books like First Gita as it is, then Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, then Krishna book, Isopanishad, and the journey to other planets and so many. And very, in couple of years, he preached our whole world. And then he finished his duty and Krishna called him, and then he left this world and joined the service of Radha Krishna Kanyaka. We know that what process he took for preaching. Same process like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same process. Through Naam Sankirtan. First we should know, हम लोगों को ये जानना चाहिए, भक्ति का रीढ़ है गुरु निष्ठा. इसको गुरु के प्रति अपनापन का बोध नहीं है, जो गुरु जी की सेवा नहीं करते, मनोभीत पूर्ण नहीं करते, उस संसार में नहीं चलते, गुरु को आत्मसमर्पण नहीं किए हैं, वो कभी भी जीवन में उन्नत नहीं हो सके। Those who have not offered their life in the lotus feet of his Gurudev, no guru nishtha, no attachment, no service, no manovhishta seva. What is manovhishta seva? English word?
Heartfelt desire.
Like Rupa Goswami, he fulfilled the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is called manovhishta. So those who are not like this, or never they will advance in Krishna consciousness. वो लोग कभी भी जीवन में नहीं हो, और जिसके पास एक पैसा नहीं है, विद्वान भी नहीं है, कोई गुण नहीं है, किंतु गुरु के प्रति आत्मसमर्पण है, एक पैसा भी नहीं है, क्या करेगा वो? विद्या भी नहीं है, तो वो देखो स्वामी जी कैसे अभय चरणार्थ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जी का क्या किया उन्होंने, एक पैसा नहीं, जाने के लिए सेवा करने की, गुरु सेवा करने की इच्छा हुई और अपने आप सब कुछ होता गया ऑटोमेटिकली। कृष्ण वॉज अरेंजिंग, एवरीथिंग वॉज गोइंग ऑन ऑटोमेटिकली, एंड वेंट हियर एंड देयर इन वर्ल्ड, एंड व्हाट ही वांटेड ही प्रीस्ट ऑफ ऑल। जब जिसको कोई भी योग्यता नहीं है, गुण नहीं है, केवल यही गुण है गुरु में निष्ठा है, और गुरु के लिए प्राण देना चाहता है, हथेली में प्राण लेकर के चलता है, वो जरूर गुरु जी की मनोभीष्ट करेगा। गुरु जी की मनोभीष्ट सेवा क्या है? हरिनाम खुद करो भजन, और दूसरों को भी भजन की शिक्षा दो। रूप गोस्वामी ने यही किया, हमारे सनातन गोस्वामी जी ने किया, हमारे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर तक, प्रभुपाद तक ऐसा ही किया, और इसी के लिए स्वामी जी देश विदेश में गए। इसलिए गुरु के लिए आत्मसमर्पण कर दे, कोई योग्यता नहीं है, योग्यता अपने आप आती जाएगी। इफ आई एम नो क्वालिफिकेशन, ऑल क्वालिफिकेशन विल कम ऑटोमेटिकली। कृष्ण विल अरेंज, महाप्रभु अरेंज, नित्यानंद प्रभु अरेंज एवरीथिंग। आई एम रियलाइजिंग दिस फैक्ट, आई नो दैट आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड इन एनी वे, यू नो दैट आई एम नॉट लर्निंग पर्सन, I don't know any language, nothing, but only I have. First, from beginning, I offered myself in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. I was always ready to die for Gurudev. What he wanted, I did, without any self gain. And that is why in whole world now, all are hearing me, giving respect. I am so fortunate that I have served so many authoritative Vaishnava, qualified Vaishnava. Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Puri, they are juniors. Arlauni Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Bharti Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, so many. I was so fortunate. I served them personally. When I was with Gurudev, I used to serve all. They all used to come to my Gurudev. So they always serve. And this is my qualification. And that is why, I never went to any college, never learned Sanskrit, Anuswar Visarga, I never did anything. I never practiced English also. But automatically everything is coming. So I am realizing this. All are so learned scholars of Mathura. They are learned squire in the whole world, Mathura Vasi. And even this Shastri, Panchatirtha and all, Saptatirtha, all are coming to me. Also you can see in Vrindavan, all the Goswamis of Radha Raman, all Goswamis, they come to me. Why? Only one qualification, I serve my Gurudev. So if anyone wants to, कोई भी यदि भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश करना चाहता है तो गुरुकारिणी है, गुरुकारिणी चुकाओ। कैसे? जैसे गुरु जी ने अपने गुरु जी की सेवा की, तुम भी करो। ये देखो तो विचार करके, जो तुम लोग सेवा कर रहे हो कि अपने लिए मर रहे हो। यू शुड कंसिडर योर सेल्फ, कीप योर हैंड हियर एंड सी व्हाट आई एम डूइंग। एम आई सर्विंग माई गुरुदेव एज माई गुरुदेव सर्व हिज गुरुदेव? यू नो माई गुरुदेव, ही गेव हिज लाइफ फॉर श्रील प्रभुपाद इन नवद्वीप। यू नो ही नेवर केयर्ड फॉर हिज लाइफ। माई गुरुदेव ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड दैट एनी ऑफ हिज डिसाइपल्स टू सर्व ए वेरी डियर डिसाइपल ऑफ गुरुदेव। ही वॉज बिकेम ए विक्टिम ऑफ टीबी, blood was coming so much, all their fearing, no one has dared to go and stop that war. But I told Gurudev, Gurudev, you can go and preach, I will serve. And he was vomiting blood here and there. I never cared for my life. And result came, what? I was so much fortunate to see that on the day he was departing from this world, he told that, oh, Radha and Krishna is coming to me. They are calling me in Vrindavan. I am going to Vrindavan. Oh, Baba, oh, Krishna, oh, Gurudev. Then I requested him that, oh, Prabhu, you are going to Vrindavan. You should pray to Radha Krishna conjugal that they should shower mercy on me, that I should be a pure devotee to serve Radha and Krishna. I saw that boy was illiterate, doing nothing, no qualification at all. He was a Swami boy, very beautiful, age about 16 to 18, very beautiful, used to play on mridanga and kirtan very good. And he used to cook, wash the clothes of Gurudev and always follow his Gurudev. So I saw that if Ajamil chanting by name Narayan and he got salvation, and more than that he went to Narayan and he was serving there. So this boy, what will be? Radha Krishna. He was totally immersed in that and calling Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna. I'm going to Vrindavan. He must be there. This was only the qualification. Oh, he served his Gurudev. यदि कोई गुरुदेव की ऐसी सेवा नहीं करेगा, भजन राज्य में प्रवेश नहीं कर सकता। भजन ये कृपा मार्ग है, कृपा से। साधन भी बिना गुरु की कृपा से कोई नहीं कर सकता। Anyone cannot do भजन without the mercy of गुरुदेव। Thus, स्वामी जी, to obey the orders of his गुरुदेव, he never cared for his life and went jumped over the sea, seven oceans, and he went there. And in the way he had a heart attack, even, but never cared. He has a strong will to serve his Gurudev. And then what he did, he miracle. So we should try to learn all these things. Otherwise, if you are hearing, doing chanting, taking red cloth, even sannyas, but no guru nishtha, like sad bandhuvat, vishambena gurau seva, aisa nahi kar sakega. Bhajan raji itna sasta nahi. Koti swapi mahamune yaad rakho. It has been told in shastra. In koti koti bhakta, oh, one pointed Krishna bhakti is very, very rare in this world. So we should try to be one of the rare bhakti. And it can be only be done by the mercy of Guru. So we should try to know all these things. Today is the sannyas day of Swamiji. He took sannyas and went in western countries, eastern countries, and he preached whole world. Then who will speak something? Narhari Thakur. He was one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who wrote a ashtak, 8 shlokas about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First shloka he wrote that O Sachinandan Gaurhari is the leader of teachers of teachers. No? Very big say, he is the leader of teachers. Oh, he is Krishna himself. But why he took sannyas and red cloth? Why he took? He took that red cloth, this golden color of Srimati Radhika. Why he is always here standing as a Tattvic Vikar? Why? Oh, because Radha mood is there. But he is hiding himself. So he is the greatest cheater in this world. Swami was also a leader of cheaters. Was he? You admit this? He was a cheater? Big cheater. He cheated all. What cheated? He cheated us that, oh, you will be very happy if you are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So went door to door like a sannyasi, and he cheated so many things. Sometimes we are in confusion, doubt. We cannot what?
Reconcile.
He has told so many things, but all are true to extent. We cannot reconcile. उन्होंने जो कहा परस्पर विरोधी बात, परस्पर विरोधी तो कृष्ण ने भी कहा, घर जाओ और कहा जे घर कम में ले जाने के लिए कहा गोपियों को. गीता में कहा सर्वधर्मान पक्षत्यजमान एकम शरणम ब्रज, और महाप्रभु जी ने इसको कहा यो बाज्य आगे कहा. क्यों कहा? तो गीता की बात झूठ है? अधिकार के अनुसार में इसको रिकंसाइल करना पड़े, ये गुरु किस लिए कौन बात किस समय कहता है. बहुत से लोग डाउट करते हैं, दे डाउट. ओ ही इज टेलिंग दिस फैक्ट एंड नाउ ही इज टेलिंग अगेंस्ट दिस, दे कैन नॉट रिकंसाइल. Even they lost their faith to Gurudev. I know so many things. They should try to reconcile all this. Swamiji has told so many things, and that is why general persons, devotees, not in association, they cannot reconcile, and thus they have lost their faith to Swamiji and left ISKCON forever. Do you know? They cannot reconcile. So, we should have a very strong faith in Guru. He may tell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things at a time, but we'll have to reconcile them. Guru ko kabhi nahi chhodna chahiye. Kabhi nahi chhodna chahiye. Kintu kuch koi provision hai, जो गुरु भगवान की सेवा नहीं करता, गुरु की सेवा नहीं करता, उन पर विश्वास नहीं करता, सदाचार संपन्न नहीं है, असत्संग करता है, तो उसको छोड़ दो. डोंट गिव अप योर गुरुदेव, इट इज अ वेरी बिग ऑफेंस. बट सम टाइम्स इट हैज बीन टोल्ड इफ यू हैव एक्सेप्टेड ए गुरुदेव बट ही इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड, he is so much attached in worldly material senses, no qualification, he is not renounced from worldly desires, at once you should become. If a guru is not so qualified, he is madhyam adhikari, he has so much good faith and nishtha in guru, it may be that he is not so much qualified in his Siddhanta, but yet he should be honored. So not only learning will do. केवल पढ़ाई लिखाई से नहीं, कैसे होगा? इस तरह से बहुत तरह की बातें एक साथ में कही गई है, भागवत में भी, वेदों में, उपनिषदों में. कृष्ण हैज सेल्फ, ही हैज नो सेल्फ, ही इज निर्गुण एंड समटाइम्स ही इज सगुण. सो मेनी थिंग्स विल हैव टू रिकनसाइल, एंड इफ यू आर नॉट रिकनसाइलिंग देन व्हाट विल बी, यू विल लूज फेथ इन गुरुदेव and that you will ruin your health, everything. So don't be like this. That no doubt. Swamiji ka aisa jab. He had told so many things. So many disciples, they followed his instruction outwardly, externally, not deeply. And that is why they lost faith. They could not reconcile all these things. So we should try to reconcile all this. Why he has told? He has told it for some. You know that some